This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. For decades and decades, the through line of the American dream has been, why rent when you can buy? And so just about 65% of the people in this country own their own homes. On this side of the Great Recession, though, plowing your life savings into a questionable asset is a different proposition. So companies are making bets that more and more Americans are going to want to rent instead of buy. One of the biggest bettors is a company called Invitation Homes. They've been buying foreclosed properties by the thousands and renting them out. But it's still not clear what kind of landlord Invitation is going to be. From Minnesota Public Radio, Annie Baxter has that story.
Last spring, this real estate agent named Jim Tice was trying to sell a client's house in a Minneapolis suburb. The home was headed to foreclosure. Then the client got a cash offer from a firm that Tice had never heard of. He says the company showed him a bank statement. It wanted to prove it had enough cash to cover the deal. And yeah, they had enough. Like millions.
Buyer usually isn't showing you millions of dollars of savings in order to buy. So it was pretty impressive in that respect.
The company is Invitation Homes. It's a subsidiary of the Blackstone Group, which just so happens to be the world's largest private equity firm. Over the past year and a half, Invitation Homes has snapped up 40,000 houses in key markets. That cost a hefty $7.5 billion. Invitation Homes largely buys low-priced foreclosures. Then it spiffs them up and rents them out. Experts say large-scale purchases of foreclosures by investors like Invitation Homes have helped housing markets heal.
Had it not been for them, the prices would have fallen further and it would have taken longer to recover.
Elliot Eisenberg is a housing economist. He says since the foreclosure crisis, credit standards have tightened and a lot of people can't get a mortgage. As a result, Invitation Homes and other big investors are betting that home rentals will become increasingly popular.
It's certainly a bet. Whether it's worth making, we'll know in a couple of years how it turns out. But this seems like a low-cost bet. Let's put it that way.
Until recently, it's largely been mom-and-pop outfits that rent houses. Eisenberg says big investors could potentially run that business more professionally. So far, Michael Apple has had a good experience renting a four-bedroom house from Invitation Homes in a Minneapolis suburb. Apple says if something's broken, his property manager jumps right on it.
Either I call her or I email her, and she gets back to me within a day or so.
Not so for another Twin Cities renter, Brad Dukes. He's got a beef about the throne in his rental home. When Duke sits on the toilet, his knees barely clear the wall in front of him.
This is going to sound odd, but could you sit on the toilet
Can
see how close...
Yeah, here you go. How about this? That's super awesome, wouldn't you say?
Duke says the house was advertised as having two bathrooms, but one was just a freestanding toilet in the basement. Invitation Homes agreed to frame up a real bathroom and dropped a few grand to add walls, a shower, and a sink.
Do they have plans to do something to this drywall?
Oh, they are finished. So the
this is how it's going to look.
Oh, yeah. The exterior of this box they put in this unfinished room is going to remain. Yeah, I'm going to be looking at sheetrock.
Renters and other markets have panned Invitation Homes in online reviews. But in the Twin Cities, at least, the company may not have enough renters yet to establish a clear track record. I checked out a random sample of homes the company's purchased. All of them were vacant. Some for more than half a year. All right, I'm peering through the windows now at a seventh property in Minneapolis. This is empty, too. Andrew Galina is a spokesman for Invitation Homes. He's aware of the empty houses and complaints from renters. Galina admits the company is still learning the ropes. It has, after all, purchased 40,000 homes in a short period of time.
There are times when we're going to be disappointing to a resident, but I think at the same time, we have a real commitment to getting it right.
Of course, if the landlord gig doesn't work out, the firm always has an exit strategy. Sell the homes at a profit as prices rise. In St. Paul, Minnesota, I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.